when we come to the holiday, the Chag of Shavuot, one of the challenges that we have is that we're missing a mitzvah of the day. The mitzvah of the day often gives us an insight into what our avodah of the day is, what our service of the day is, the matzah on Pesach, the sukkah, the lulav and esrog on Sukkot. Shavuos, we're missing that aspect of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the vidu of Yom Kippur. And therefore, it's a greater challenge to try to understand what is the mahut, what is the essence of the day when we don't have something to literally hang our hat on. And more particularly, it's challenging for women who don't have a Minhag Yisrael to stay up all night and learn. I tell my students, instead of staying up all night and learn, daven the next day, say the whole book of Tehillim on Shavuos. This is our avoda, the avoda of Tefillah. Yet, Zman Matan Torteinu is a time of receiving the Torah. How do we access this day without having these specific mitzvahs to be able to attach ourselves to? So with this challenge in mind, I'd like to speak about what we've spoken about in the past, but our focus more specifically this year, Meretz Hashem, and that is in the Kuda of Tefillah. That Shavuos is not just a time of Torah, of receiving Torah, but very much to be a kli kibul, to receive Torah, you have to want it. And how do we show we want it? It's through our tefillah, through our davening. Indeed, the Sichos Bavarat Hashem points out that if you want to know, ahinagud eiz adam b'chol hama'eit la'eit, you want to know about a person, you want to know the character of a person, im zach v'yashar pa'lo la'hefech, if their actions are straight and upright, watch the way they daven. Tefillah is a real indication of where a person is at. If their tefillah is with kavana and slowly and with real focus, then you know that this is not only in tefillah, but in all of their avodas Hashem, all their service of God, they have this meticulousness as well. In fact, the Chazon Ish was once asked, how would one know the Yirat Shamayim of a Bachur? And he says, "Ki yirat shemaim shabachur nimdad l'fi kama shu mijagei l'chavein libo bavadash shabalev zot tefillah." Not by seeing him in the base medrash, which we think it's even smada in Torah. You don't normally ask, you know, is this boy a lamdin? So Chazon Ish says something about it. He says, "You want to know the greatness of a boy? Ask how he is in davening. Is he a boy who puts an effort in his kavana? That will give you a sense of the yirat shemaim of a person." And he says, "V'hinei be'imim ha'elu," continues Rav Meiselish, "Omdim anu lifnei kabbalas ha'Torah." We're now, last week, before Mamad Har Sinai, "V'chol echad mitanim v'vaday rotzeh lekabel alav ol ha'Torah v'mitzvah b'shleimus." And all of us want to re-accept the Torah fully, the mitzvahs fully, to be matzliach in our Torah and avodas Hashem. "Im kein hazman grama hu b'yoter lekabel otzmeinu lashkia meitav kocheinu b'vadar ha'kodesh shel tefillah." Where we need to put in our efforts. The week before Shavuos is obviously Tikkun HaMidos and obviously in Torah, but there has to be a special emphasis in our davening as well, to daven slowly, carefully, with kavana. As well as, if we're going to be focusing on davening, there are particular tefillos that are connected with being mekabel the Torah. There are specific tefillos, specific lines, wherein our focus should be, whether it's in the Shemona Esrei when we ask Hashem Atachonim Ladam Dat, or at the end of Elokai Nitzor Petachli Bivasor Secha, open my heart up to your Torah, the Hiratzov, the Techokein Bivasor Secha. We have the Ava Rabba, we have the Berkas HaTorah. All of these things need a little bit more of our attention. That when we say these things, and wherever they are found in davening, we say it, "Petachli b'Basar Secha," right? "V'techokein b'Basar Secha," open up my heart, give me a portion. All of this should be done with real kavana, that we really want to attach ourselves to the emes of Torah and to be able to receive Torah. Notes Rav Meiselish, "V'hinei im kikol tefilas avruchnias v'altar b'prad rov kochal l'shpiyat zlocha v'siyat adushmaim urba b'torah v'avar s'ashem." If all of our tefilos and if our ruchnias will hopefully provide a tremendous amount of siyata deshmaya, help from above to be successful, there is a tremendous bracha zu. There's a tremendous focus. We call makom dagush miyuchad yesh latzvim al berkas haTorah. There's this tremendous focus that should be said on really two things. The Birkas HaTorah, which we'll speak about Emir Sashem today, that will be our focus of this year, as well as Ahava Rabbah, which we'll touch on toward the end, which is really Emir Sashem is shared in its own right. Because Birkas HaTorah, itzluya tzlachas hadam v'torah meshach kol hayom. How we say Birkas HaTorah, the blessings of the Torah, will affect us for the entire day, as well as, obviously, for the entire year, how it's said, on Shavuos. If we take a look in source number 4, we note that there are really three aspects to Birkas HaTorah. We ask Hashem, who sanctified us in His commandments, that we should be la'asot b'divrei Torah, to be engrossed in the words of Torah. And then we ask Hashem, v'arevna Hashem lokeinu et divrei sarzcha b'finu, please Hashem our God, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouth, and the mouth of your people, the family of Israel. May we and all our offspring and the offspring of your people, the house of Israel, all of us know your name and study your Torah for its own sake. And then we end, blessed are you Hashem, ha'melameh Torah l'amo Yisrael, who teaches Torah to the people of Israel. And the next bracha is Asher Bachar Banu. We thank Hashem who has selected us from all the people and v'natan lanu Torah, gave us His Torah. Baruch Ata Hashem, notein HaTorah, blessed are you Hashem, giver of the Torah. And then we learn a little bit of Torah immediately, psukim from Birkas Kohanim, Baruch Hashem Vishvarecha. The whole idea of Birkas HaTorah, as Rav Shua points out in Source 6, is based on the Gemara in Brachos 21a. The Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Lelokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to our God. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that when you call the name of Hashem, meaning that when you talk about Divrei Torah, you shall first give greatness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's blessing him. And we know throughout Chazal, the idea of saying Birkas HaTorah takes a very, very predominant place. The Torah in Source number 5, the Rinas Chaim brings, that Birkas HaTorah ma'od tzarich li'zahir ba. Person has to be very careful with Birkas HaTorah. The Gemara Nedarim tells us, why is it that you can have a Talmid Chacham, a great scholar, that from him future scholars do not come? And Ravina Amar, Ravina stated, Ibtesha Ein Mevarchi Matorah Tchila, because they don't say Birkas HaTorah. And we also know the Gemara, he quotes in Source 5, the English in Source 7, Alma Avda Aretz, Yirmi Anavi asks, why was there the first Churba Beis HaMikdash? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had answered this, the people, the Chachamim, the Nevi'im, didn't know. Vayomer Hashem al Azvamet Torati, Hashem said, for they have forsaken my Torah. What does this mean? So the Gemara explained, Shem Mevarchim HaTorah Tchila. They did not make a bracha first prior to learning Torah. There's a lot of pshatim of what this is about. We've spoken about this in the past. Rav Shua brings down, they consider the Torah just a science, another discipline, like any other knowledge, and therefore did not make a bracha before continuing in 8, learning it. So while the Torah does certainly contain all the knowledge in the world, it's unique as Torah C, my Torah. It's Dvar Hashem. And His command us to study it. This is what we express in the Birkas HaTorah. And this is what we're, in Mirz Hashem today, going to focus in on. That the Birkas HaTorah, why it's so important, and because they didn't say Birkas HaTorah before they got the Torah, before learning Torah, they were destroyed. It's not that they didn't say Birkas HaTorah. It means they didn't appreciate from where Torah came from. They didn't appreciate that Torah isn't just like another wisdom. You know, I'm learning math, and I'm learning science, and I'm learning Chumash, which is part of the problem in some curriculums in high schools, in girls' high schools across America, where they just link it together. No. There's a Lumine Kodesh that should start off the morning when the girls are fresh. This is the most important part, that we understand that Torah is the centrality of our lives. And Torah is not just another discipline. Torah is about us. We'll talk about Mirz Hashem today about connection. It's Hashem's Torah. It's about understanding that when I learn Torah, I'm growing and gaining far more than just the words that I'm learning. We'll add here as well, it's that Rav Shua points out in 9 that women are also obligated to say Birkas HaTorah. While exempt from Talmud Torah purely for the sake of learning, women are nevertheless obligated to learn the halachas of the mitzvot so they can properly fulfill them. With the exception of the few time-bound mitzvot, women have the same obligation as men to know and keep the vast majority of mitzvot of the Torah. It's therefore incumbent upon women to learn the details of these mitzvot in order to observe them properly. How can a woman keep Shabbos or Yontif properly without knowing the applicable halachos? How can a woman conduct a business if she's not familiar with the dinim, the laws of ribbis, interest, onah, misrepresentation, or price fraud, or gezel, outright theft? The difference is only the goal of the learning. For a man, in addition to the need to know the practical halachos in order to apply them, he's also a mitzvah to occupy himself with Talmud Torah as a form of Avodas Hashem, serving Hashem. This is so even if there's no immediate need for the knowledge and practice, either because he already knows the laws, or his immediate circumstances don't require the application of what he's learning. However, for a woman, the purpose of the learning is to gain the knowledge in order to put into practice. And as Lubavitcher Rebbe notes as well, this is equally in order to be able to gain Yiras Shamayim, to gain fear of heaven, that you will be able to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the experience of learning of the Torah. Let's now begin to understand what the Birkas HaTorah is about, what Shavuos is about, what the Birkas HaTorah all year is about, what the Birkas HaTorah at Shavuos is about, and enable ourselves to really use the Birkas HaTorah as almost like setting ourselves up a hook that will allow us to enter into Shavuos with a greater mindset and allow ourselves to have this hook to be able to hang our machshavas, our thoughts, our kavanas all year round. With this in mind, as we're about to approach this endeavor of learning, of growing, of changing, I'd like to at this point dedicate this shiur, the Shavuos Tavshinayin Chet, Lilui Nishmas Ruvein Halevi Ben Yaakov Halevi and Aryeh Leib Ben Shmuel Asher. It should be Lilui Nishmatam, the learning and the growing that we're Mirza Hashem going to do now. Let's look at the Birkas HaTorah first from a broad perspective to be able to see the conceptual aspect. Then we'll do a little bit different than we normally do. Instead of learning a Pasuk Chumash, we'll learn a little bit of Be'er Tefillah together. We'll learn some highlights of the different brachos. And then we'll step back and we'll connect ourselves specifically to Shavuos and Mirat Hashem. What is the Birkas HaTorah all about? What is learning Torah all about? What is this idea, Shelo Birku B'Torah Tefillah? Rav Forchheim in Lefanav Davot has a gevaldic essay based on the writings primarily of Rav Volbi Zatzal. And he says the following. We know the Mishnah in Avos says, I'm Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Rav Yishuv ben Levi states, every day there's a bat kol, there's a heavenly voice that comes out of Har Charev. Har Charev is another name for Har Sinai. And announces, Oy lahem labrios melbono shal Torah, woe to the people for the humiliation of Torah. For anyone who's not involved in learning Torah, it's a terrible thing. So they have these questions that we've asked and we continue to ask. If no one hears this bas kol, if no one hears this heavenly voice, so what is its purpose? What do we gain from it? So Rav Volbi brings down the name of the Chazon Ish, that this voice is the inner voice that we do listen to in number of situations in life. And he obviously gives us a caveat that what we're about to say is also, you know, very well researched and it's going on hard facts and not just on an emotional feeling. He says that when, two people meet and they feel, this is the right person for me. Again, there's a hatama. There is a match, you know, on paper, you know, everything fits together. And then that's the emotional feeling, this clicks. That's the bas kol that came out 40 days before they're born, saying so-and-so for so-and-so. And the same is true if you choose a house or an apartment. The same is true of a parnasa, that you choose this particular job. There's a certain bas kol, there's a certain sound resonating, that these are all things that are decided in Shemayim that we're able to tap into. So there is this ability to listen to this bas kol. We have this ability, b'pnimiyusli beinu, inside of our hearts, that this bas kol, this sound, hinishmat mitoch libo shel adam, is indeed heard within every person. So if we see that we are capable of tuning in to the frequency of the bas kol, we have to ask ourselves, well, how do we tune into the bas kol, the heavenly voice of woe to us for forsaking Torah. So he then explains l'fanav navod that if we look into our world, we see that it's divided up into a number of categories, into domain, the inanimate, the tzomeach, the world, the vegetative world, the chai, the animal kingdom, and then the medaber. Then there is the people that speak. And we know in each one of these realms that what is going to allow, in particularly in the to flourish, is that you need to have avir, you need to have air, you need to have sunlight, you need to have food. These are things that keep people going. And if this is true of animals and plants, everyone on their own level, humans, it's also true, my friends, for the part in us that's the highest level of chiyus, of life, and that's in the neshama in us, in the asterisk, gam haneshama tzrichim mazon, or neshama also needs to be nourished. Umazon haneshama hi limud v'kiyum haTorah. What nourishes our neshama? The learning and the keeping of Torah. Gedola Torah shinotenet chayim la'osaha ba'olam hazeh blah blah blah. Mishnah Pirkei Avos Vav talks about greatest Torah that gives life in this world and in the next world. Torah is that life force that enables us to move from level to level. And again, when we speak about Torah, we're talking about the entirety of Torah and mitzvahs. That when we learn a pasuk, when we say a kapitul tehillim, when we do an act of chesed, when I say a bracha, all of these things gives a life force to a person. And they feel greater. They work on their midos. This is oxygen to the soul that a person says, ah, I feel more spiritual. I've tapped into that spiritual part of me. And that's how we grow. And that's how we become a better people and a greater people. It's not that we just go through the motion. It's about recognizing that this is about life. And just like we want to give ourselves a balanced diet to eat health in a healthy way, we have to give our neshama a balanced diet that it too can thrive, that it too can be able to develop and grow in the best way possible. The chayas ruchanit shegnusa b'Torah. The more I learn Torah, the more v'chaye olam nata b'tochenu. The more I'm implanting myself in the chaye netzach, in the eternal world, both in this world as well as in the next world. And that's why we have to be so careful. That as Rav Volbi points out in Source 12, of Charlie Palal, you can daven and forget that you're standing in front of Hashem. You can be learning and forget it's Taras Hashem. You can be involved in all the technical details and forget that you have a relationship with Hashem. As he brings down here once, a certain Bacher was davening a very long Shemon Esrei, and Rav Chaska Levenstein whispered in his ear, don't forget, you're talking to Hashem. Like, don't forget, the Ribono Shel Olam, right? We can be so involved in self and whatever thoughts we have that Hashem is out of the picture. Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Tami. Is it any wonder that how we begin the day, the dot in 12, is Moda'ani Lefanecha. I thank you, Hashem. I stand in front of you, Hashem. The brachos we say all day are la'amod lefanecha, to be able to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The goal of Limud Torah, the goal of Asiyas Mitzvos, the goal of being a Yid is about lefanecha, to deepen our relationship with Hashem. That's why Birkas HaTorah is so important. It's not just good enough to learn Torah. We have to understand that our learning of Torah is supposed to connect us to the giver of the Torah, the Notein HaTorah, that Hashem has given us Torah in order to connect with Him. Hashem has given us Torah to grow in our Yiras Shamayim, to be involved in the technical aspects of Torah and mitzvos, and forget while we are here, it's like someone opening a business and forgets that they're supposed to make money. Haikar chaser mina sefer. You're missing the main point. So first and foremost, our kavan and birkas haTorah is a bracha, is knowing the source. And that we know that the source is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that He has granted us the ability to live a Torah lifestyle for us to grow, for us, for our neshama to be able to be fed, for us to be able to grow in a closer relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that our neshama should be on fire, that the Tzelem Elokim in us, the divine image in us, the Chelek Elokam Imal, the divine soul in us, should be able to grow bigger and bigger, closer and closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. If that's the goal of Birkas HaTorah, the mindset we should think of, Hashem, you're the one who gave us Torah. Why? To come closer to you. Ah, am I doing that? Are my Torah mitzvahs actually bringing me closer? That's the mindset that I have to begin with my day. So now we can be able to appreciate, let's enter into the trees. We've looked at a little bit of the forest. We'll come back to the forest too. Is there are three brachos for Birkas HaTorah. There's La'asot B'divrei Torah. Some people say the next one is a connection. Some people say different. V'harevna, it should be pleasant for us, sweet for us. And Asher B'charbanu Mikol Amim, and Hashem chose us from all the nations. Why three different brachos for the same thing? So one explanation, source 14, is that there are three types of brachos. There's a Birkas HaNanin, a bracha over pleasure, the Birkas HaMitzvah, the bracha over doing a mitzvah, and Birkas HaShevach V'Hodaya, and a bracha of gratefulness to Hashem. And that's what you find in all three. The Birkas HaMitzvah is L'asot B'Divrei Torah, the Birkas HaNanin, the enjoyment is V'Harevna, and the Birkas HaShevach is Asher B'Charbanu, thank you Hashem for choosing us at Har Sinai from all the other nations. Another approach is three different times of our life. The beginning, we're forced to learn Torah. Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav, a parent brings their child to learn Torah. Then the child becomes to be able, Vaharevna, to enjoy Torah, until ultimately, Asher Bachar Banu, the child realizes as they grow, that indeed, learning Torah makes us distinct from all the nations, and is able to reach greater and higher levels of Limud HaTorah. The final approach, 15, three brachos, three approaches, is the Eitz Yosef, quoting the Petach Einayim, the Rinos Chaim, brings down in 15, that each bracha is a reference to the threesa of Kodesh Brichu, Araisa, and Yisrael Chadhu, that we have the idea of Asher Kedishai Mitzvotav Tzivanu, represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'Harevna represents the Torah Kedosha, it's sweet, right, with Suki Mitvash, that's why people love honey. And Shavuos, because Torah is compared to Chalav u'Dvash Tachel Lashonech, to the milk and the honey underneath our tongue, and the sweetness of Torah. And ultimately, we have Asher B'Charbanu, that Hashem shows us, that's Klal Yisrael. So the three brachos remind us of that there is this unity, there is this threesome, which is again what we began with. It's not just Klal Yisrael and Torah, and Hashem, that are separate, but we're all interconnected together. And every time that we learn Torah, we're really connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's our job, that's our focus, that's our challenge, to not see it as a separate discipline, that I'm involved in learning Torah, but I'm really involved in learning Torah's Hashem, to be able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this in mind, we can appreciate, and we'll just highlight some ideas, obviously, one could spend, you know, hours on Be'er Tefillah of these brachos, just to be able to give us a certain mindset, a certain focus when we say the Birkas Torah every morning, and specifically on Shavuos. And, you know, we can, you know, write notes on a stick it, put it by our sitter to remind us of the major ideas. So Lebok Arena on source number 16 points out, why do we say the bracha of La'asot B'divrei Torah? To involve ourselves in Torah, should the bracha not be lilmol Torah, to learn Torah, or limud Torah, over the learning of Torah? So he says, "V'inei omnam b'stam chokma kol ikarei sagan adverim b'secha." You're right. In other wisdoms, it's about the learning itself. But by Torah, he mitzius shel dvar Hashem. It's about being able to access the will of Hashem, the word of Hashem. V'mitzvah hi lasod be'etzem ha-divrei Torah. It's to be involved in the worlds of the Torah. Not only for the chachma, not only for the wisdom, but the actual involvement itself. The actual, right, if you learn the back and forth, the different opinions, so you don't come to a final conclusion. It's irrelevant. It's about the process itself, being involved in Torah study. And the Ramchal quotes in the Dat, Halo kol dvari ke'eshnu Hashem. The Navi describes the word of Hashem like a fire. Ki emes hadavar shatari mamash or echad nitan l'Yisrael l'orpo. Torah is compared to a fire. Torah is compared to like coals, and every time we learn it, we're heating up those coals, we're revving them up, that we're able to gain more of Yotzim Kamo Shel Hevet Min HaGachelet B'Neshama. We're fanning the flames of our neshama. La'asot B'Divrei Torah is a dynamic process of Torah, that when I learn, it's not just my brain that's involved in the process, it's the entirety of my being. You know, I saw a Brutta in one of the Sfarim preparing an idea I never met before, that why is it that when people learn Torah or Davin, they shuckle, right? They sway. And usually people sway back and forth, and that's side to side. That's a normal way, right? You ever look at a yeshiva boy sort of sway back to forth. What is this idea? So the classic understanding is kol atzmos like tamar nashemi kamocha, my entire being is saying thank you to Hashem. If that were the case, then one could sway side to side. What's the idea of swaying back and forth? It's to recognize hishtachavaya to Hashem. It's if I'm bowing to Hashem. It's as if I'm acknowledging the source of everything that I'm learning. So whatever I'm learning, I'm recognizing at the very moment that I'm learning that I'm involved in a higher process of lefadecha in front of Hashem. And I bow out of honor, out of fear, out of awe to the greatness of this, you know, compository of learning that I'm involved in, because it's not just learning. It's learning the Divrei Hashem, the Dvar Hashem. We're learning the Word of Hashem. It's an experiential experience. It's about closeness to Hashem. It's about connection to Hashem. And that's where La'asot B'Divrei Torah stop. Recognize that when I open up a sefer to learn, I'm not just learning, you know, pshat and understanding what it's about. I'm learning to be able to connect myself to a higher dimension. I'm learning to be able to uncover in me the secrets of me that are found in this Pasuk Chumash, the words of Hashem that impact me, that influence me, that enabled me to become greater and higher in self and my relationship with Hashem. And this explains then the next bracha, the next aspect of the harevna, that it should be sweet for us. Notzeg leitel in 17, quoted by many of the Sfarim, ki ze ikar mitzvah limud haTorah, the main essence of learning Torah, liyotzas v'sameach in the bracket in 17, to rejoice, umisanek v'limudo, and enjoy one's learning. Rejoice and enjoy. Then va'az divrei Torah nivloyim b'damo. V'harev comes from the idea of sweetness, and it also comes from the word erev, a mixture, right? Erev is a mixture of the sun and the night comes into before the laila, the twilight. It becomes mixed into you. It becomes part and parcel of you. U'ma'achar shenehenem divrei Torah u'nasa davuk l'Torah. And when you feel the sweetness of Torah, you become part of Torah. You want to learn more Torah. And that's why, as the Maharal points out, a person shouldn't learn Torah or do Torah mitzvot out of a chova, out of a, you know, obligatory aspect, but rather out of hana, out of ahava, out of love. This is Horatio Zu Ikar Surah Limuda Torah Ba'ava. Kiblo Ava, I know Dovak B'Torah. If you don't love it, you're not going to connect yourself to it. If you don't love it and you feel like it's a burden, it's going to be very difficult to really access Torah. So according to this idea, the Harevna is saying that we're asking Hashem, please make Torah sweet. And by making Torah sweet, I'm able to enter into and plummet the depths of Torah and be able to come closer to Hashem. The flip side, and it's really the chicken and the egg, Rav Elyalopian, Zatzal 18, says, La'asok b'divrei Torah is the Varevna, is the culmination. After I've gone into the depths of Torah and learned Torah, then I feel the sweetness of Torah. So asking Hashem for Varevna is like asking for the top of the pile, the assumption that the entire pile is going to come with it. So whether Varevna brings the depth in learning, or the depth in learning brings the Varevna, it's really two sides of the same coin. And the coin is about connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that has to be out of love, not out of feeling that it's a burden, feeling that one has to do it. So every morning, When we daven, we ask Hashem, la'asok b'divrei Torah, to be involved in Torah, and mitzvos, in terms of being able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that everything that I do today, in all of my learning, and my davening, and my avodas Hashem, should be v'harevna, it should be sweet, it should be beautiful. My connection to Hashem should be one out of Ava, out of love. And then, with this, I can appreciate why, as Irina Schaim, Rav Friedlander Tzatzal, points out, I then ask for v'niyeh anachtu b'tzatzainu. I ask for not only myself, but my children as well. We don't see this usually, right? I do the mitzvah mezuzah. I want my children to do it as well. Why by this, v'harev, now we ask for our children? Because when something is so beloved to you, when something is so special, you want your children to have it as well. You want them to be part of it as well. You have this in Shema, v'ayuad v'rimei la'alavavcha. We want these words to be on your heart. And then, v'shiramta levanecha, when it's special to you, when you have the ahava, when you have the love, you want to share it with your children. This is the gadlus of Torah. But it's very interesting that when we talk about v'tzatzainu v'tzatzai amcha b'ek Yisrael, we're not only davening for our children, we're davening for all children of Klal Yisrael. And that's why if a person isn't married, or doesn't have children, or whatever the story is, they shouldn't say, well, I don't need to daven, it's not relevant. Of course it's relevant. Whether it's relevant for your own children now, or perhaps later in the future, your children, right? Children daven this, and they're thinking about their children who are yet to be born. They could be, 10 years old. But we're also davening for all of Klal Yisrael, all of Hashem's children, that they should also find the sweetness of children, the sweetness of Torah. And here's an excellent place to have in mind if you know people specifically who are far from Torah, who have separated themselves from the sweetness of Torah. This is a place to have in mind that that the entire children of Beit Yisrael have these people in mind, that they should feel the arevos, the sweetness of what Torah is about. And that's again the idea of arevna, the arevos, that we have a collateral where we are responsible for everybody. And we daven that v'arev nashem alkenu et divrei toratcha b'finu b'fiyam cha b'et Yisrael v'niyeh anachnu kulanu yodei shmecha v'lomdei toratecha lishma. What do we ask for? We ask for two things. We want to be yodei shmecha, knowers of Hashem's name, and lomdei toratcha lishma, and learning Torah for its own sake. So we're not going to spend time on lomdei toratcha lishma because that's again specific to men. But I do want to speak about Yodei Shmecha. What does it mean to know Hashem's name? So Rav Shmuel brings down in 23, we ask that we become familiar with and know the Torah Shebichsav. Yodei Shmecha is the Torah Shebichsav. And the second phrase, the Lom Dei Torah Tcha, is Torah Shebapeh. Why is the Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, Yodei Shmecha? So we're told by Chazam that Kol HaTorah Kula Shmotav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, the entire Torah is comprised of the names of Hashem. And the Ramban, in his introduction to Sefer Bereishis, says this very clearly, that it's like one continuous word that we break up into words that make sense for us, but they're really all the names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is, he says, the Chachamim of the Kabbalah are aware, quote unquote, of the secrets in every letter of Torah Shebichsav, which have not been revealed to ordinary people. The Nevi'im were aware of these secrets. They handed them down to their Talmidim. This is actually the meaning of the word Kabbalah, right? People want to learn Kabbalah. What is Kabbalah? Kabbalah means something received. Ish mipi ish, lekabel, to receive, through word of mouth. Going back to the Nevi'im, to the prophets. So therefore, the words of Torah Shebichsav are called Shmecha, the names, because they contain hidden references to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when we ask to learn Yodei Shmecha, we're asking Hashem for success in learning His Torah. And again, on the deeper level, it's giving us success in being able to have a relationship with Hashem in the learning of the Torah. Not just, I'm learning and I close the book. That's why it's so important. And I say this to Machanchim, that when you finish learning, give it a kiss. When you kiss the Sefer, what you're showing the Talmidos, you're showing the students, it's precious, it's special. I just had a student ask me a question on Siddur. davos of Sfar. She wanted to know where something was found. So I said to her, you know, show me your siddur, and I'll show you where you can find it. So she pulls out her phone. So I said to her, do you daven from your phone? She said, yeah, very often I do. And I said to her, tell me, how do you kiss your phone when you're finished? And she looked at me like, I don't kiss my phone. I said, that's right. You're missing something by not davening from a siddur. Missing a lot, but there's something qualitatively that when you give something a kiss, you connect with it. Yishakeinu mi'yishikot piyu. You connect to the deeper level. Torah is about love. And a machine doesn't give over that love. It's cold. Piece of paper is love, right? People say to me, why don't I just scan all my Mari Makovos? I say, because there's something having to do with paper, something having to do with feeling it and touching it and working with it. That's the human aspect, which is what Torah is about. It's alive. It's the coals. Okay, it doesn't look as neat. It doesn't look as pretty. But it's more dynamic. It's more alive. Another way of looking at Yodei Shmecha, Kulanu Yodei Shmecha, the Yitz Yosef points out in 22 that to know Hashem's name, it means to know Hashem's ways. The name of Hashem, we know Hashem. Hashem is Kel Rachum V'Chanon, Kel Agibor Elokim, Hashem. To know His name means to know the way He interacts with the world. So to be a Yodei Shmecha, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, help us be able to emulate Your ways. Help us be able to know in which way we can go so we can follow You. And in this Yodei Shmecha, it's really asking Hashem that we should be able to see the Rav Chesed, the kindness of Hashem, so that Aleinu Lecha B'Derech Shegmilus Chesed, that Hashem help me be able this day to know that aspect of Your name, that I can do Chesed today, and asking for Siyata D'Shmaya, help doing the Chesed, and being able to feel that Geshmak, that Arevos in doing the Chesed. So Yodei Shmecha is not just Tershim Echsav, it's knowing it, emulating, and Metat Yodeo Hashem's ways, the name is the essence, the way Kadosh Baruch Hu interfaces with the world. So if we've spoken about the bracha very briefly, albeit this is Be'er Tefillah bridge fashion, La'asok B'divrei Torah is the totality of the experience. V'harev Na'at has to be sweet for us. The sweetness will enable us to learn to make it part and parcel of who we are. And we daven for ourselves, and we daven for our children, and we daven for Klal Yisrael's children. And we daven to be Yodei Shmecha, to know Torah Shmech Sam, and to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. We end this bracha. Hashem is HaMelameh Torah La'amo Yisrael. Hashem teaches Torah to all the people of Israel. And the question becomes, why is it written in the present? Did Hashem not teach us in the past, the Mamad Har Sinai? What is Hamilame presently Hashem teaches? So we know, Rav Pinkus points out 24, Eina Torah Kishar Chochmah Tazarol Shekola Mesuga Lavin Yechola Sigat Chochmah. Torah is not like the other wisdoms where any person can access it. The Torah is Kedoshim Allah Sagot Sechel Anoshi. It's above all human mind. How can any person possibly learn Torah? Only if they have the Melamed, the teacher of Torah, teaching them Torah. Indeed, all of our, says Rav Pinkus Hatzal, all of our spirituality is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to infuse us. He is the Melameh Torah. He helps us be able to do our mitzvos. Biladei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo hayinu mevinim et haTorah. Without Hashem's help, without the Siyata D'Shmaya, we would not be able to understand Torah. We wouldn't be able to get up out of the bed. We wouldn't be able to beat our Yetzer Hara. We wouldn't be successful in any mitzvos. We have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon HaOlam, Hashem, who is the master of the world. He is the Sholeinu Manhig in the arrow at Olamo, who rules over this world. The Torah mitzvot belong to Hashem. When I say Hamalame Torah Lamo Yisrael, I'm making a very important philosophical statement. I wouldn't be able to do it on my own. I need Hashem to teach Torah to me. I need Hashem to help me do mitzvot. I need Hashem al kol tzad v'tshal at every step of the way. And this is why, even in Parnassah 26, Hanhagah shakol bidei shamayim, this aspect, that everything's in the hands of heaven, and not rak b'Torah mitzvos, and not only Torah mitzvos, elagam yinei parnasa, it's also my parnasa. Every ounce, every shekel, every penny I make, comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to do our hishtadlus, and we'll be able then to draw this reservoir of help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, if this is true all year round, Hakara Nechona B'Mashvoah 27, Skula Nizman Shal Shavuos. Shavuos is a time where we have to bring this to the fore. Shricha lavilu simcha shel Torah shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'igiyanu l'yom shavu Kodesh Baruch Hu noten lanu et Torato. On Shavuos, we have the anniversary of the first time Hashem was noten at Torah. L'zman shebori kol olamim davat banu edei kesher Torah, when Hashem first gave us the Torah. And this simcha tzuma oschut lebo b'chavrusa im hamalame Torah l'mo Yisrael. If you are able to know closely, when the pasuk says Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, that Hashem came down to give the Jews Torah, this repeats itself every time we open up a sefer to learn. Shavuos just reminds me of the first experience, the first time. But the truth be told, my friend, is every time we open up a sefer, we're not alone. Ha-melamei Torah l'amo Yisrael, you have the best melamei, you have the best teacher around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo is sitting across from us and teaching us and learning with us. That is what we have to understand. Shavuos reminds me, Shechianu, of that first moment. And that brings us a tremendous simcha. The challenge is to take that great simcha of Shavuos. When I bring this knowledge to the fore of Hamalame Torah L'mo Yisrael, make that a hook that when I say this bracha on Shavuos, I mamish feel that Shechina Kenegdo, that Hashem is across from me, He's enabling me to speak, to daven, to learn. And every time we open up a sefer at Shavuos, I should mamish feel like I'm pulling over a chair, kivyachol, for Kodesh Baruch Hu to sit near me and to open myself up, to learn the Torah that Hashem is teaching me. Then, all year, when I say this bracha, Malame Torah Lama Yisrael, I'm able to bring myself back to that awareness, to that experience, and every day be able to tap into that feeling of, wow, how lucky I am. Ashreinu matov chokeinu. Indeed, as Lekha Falipov notes, we've done this source before, it's one of my favorite, in 28 through 30, is that this idea that kol tamid chacham sheyoshev v'korev v'shonev v'osek b'torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev kenegdo v'korev v'shonev. It's the Medrash Tanah de Eliyahu. Every time a chacham that sits and learns, Hashem is involved in sitting and learning and teaching him. And he says, ki be'emet hasagat kolacha b'torah. The truth of the matter is, all of us are so far away from learning Torah. We would never understand Torah. And Hashem is able to sit by every single person. The 5-year-old in his Aleph Beis, the 10-year-old in his Mishnah, the 15-year-old in his Gemara, the Rosh Yeshiva, every person where they are at, Hashem teaches them on the level they can understand. Indeed, the Medrash tells us by Har Sinai that it was a voice that every single person heard, that they were able to take in that voice on a level that they understood it, that was tailor-made for every individual. It wasn't like, you know, one voice fit all. It was a very specific voice that every person could understand Torah from where they were at. And that is indeed how Kivyachol Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches each and every one of us, wherever we are, whether we're very learning, or we're starting with Aleph Beis, we're starting with just Bereishis Bara, it doesn't matter. Hashem sits down with every person where they are at, and inspires them, and infuses them with knowledge, with inspiration, with an understanding. And he says, the upshot of this in 30 is, that when we learn Torah, we have to learn in a serious way. We have to learn b'eima, b'yira, like at Mamad Har Sinai. We have to learn with a certain amount of awe that we're mamash sitting in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says you really can see this. If you're learning Torah as a chachma, as a wisdom, or you're learning Torah 31 because you really have relationship with Hashem, if someone's learning and they really feel Hashem is near them and is helping them, there's a tremendous simcha, there's a tremendous joy that you feel in this person. Hamalame Torah Lama Yisrael. Mamad Har Sinai repeats itself every single day. We have to access this. We have to focus in on it, like create that hook on Shavuos, really stop and envision this, and then every day we'll be able to come back and to tap into that vision. We're up to the third bracha, Asher Bachar Banu. So we know the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, the Torah clearly says, Yechavein in 35b, Bebirchato, Amamad Har Sinai, Asher Bachar Banu, Mikol Ha'umos. This bracha is the bracha of Birchos HaShevach, thanking Hashem. And what should we think about when we say Asher Bachar Banu, that Hashem has chosen us from all the nations and gave us the Torah? We should go back to Mamad Har Sinai. We should go back to, in our mind, the image of Har Sinai, which is a mitzvah every day to remember Har Sinai. This is a great place to do that. And we should think about how Hashem brought us close to Him and gave us His voice among the fire and gave us His holy Torah, which is what He is involved with at all times. Asher Bachar Banu is that we have been chosen. And not only have we been chosen in the collective sense, but as we saw that Hashem teaches every individual individually, notes his Nefesh Shimshon in his Be'er for Tefillah, he says in 32, that kol echad Yisrael haya b'mamad Har Sinai v'kibel t'chelek shelo b'Torah. Kabbalah Torah pratin. Everyone has a portion of Torah that's part of their chelek nishmato v'tafkido, kibel chelek b'avodas Hashem. Their portion in being able to get the Torah of Hashem. Every single person has what they need, the teichel kein b'sar secha, that they need specifically to uncover and to connect themselves with in Torah. As Rav Schwab so beautifully notes in 34, Asher Bachar Banu, who selected us from all the nations and gave us His Torah, this means that Kadosh Baruch Hu has selected Am Yisrael as a beneficiary of His gift, Torato, which He did not give to any other nation, His Torah. While the nations of the world were also given laws, such as seven Noahite laws, and even have Derech Eretz, with its lofty concept of Midos Tovos, which was Kadma LaTorah, preceded Torah, befitting the human beings created in the image of God, they were nevertheless not given the special gift of His Torah. With Matan Torah, the giving of Torah at Har Sinai, with all its ramifications, the Jewish people received not only quote-unquote a code of laws, but concurrently Hashem infused the Jewish neshama with a special Kedusha holiness. The Torah Hashem was put into our system as a gift by Hashem to elevate our neshamas, Yisrael, our Jewish soul. And he continues, this is what it's meant when Chazal tell us that while Jewish embryos developing in the womb, an angel teaches it the entire Torah. So when a child is born, he or she is part of the Jewish nation. Klai Yisrael already has the Kedusha, neshamas, Yisrael. We're taught Torah in the womb, boys and girls. Teaching us Torah means giving us our special portion in what we need to accomplish in this world. And it infuses us with a neshama, with a holiness that we got in Mamad Har Sinai. This then is what is meant by the bracha and why it's called Me'ula Sheva Bracha. The most elevated of the Birkos HaTorah, recognize the uniqueness of its gift and that the Kadosh Baruch Hu selected us. Klai Yisrael, Jewish people, received the special gift of Torah, which He has infused our neshama after Mount and Torah became a different nation when we were before. Our souls were infused with the holiness of Torah. When we say the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, my friends, it's hard to stand in one place. It's about jumping for joy. I am special. I have a holy neshama in me that makes me special. If this is what we should be speaking about every year, every day of the year, notes of Shlach Kadosh, Rav Biederman brings down Berach Chaim in 36, Chayv Adam L'Svoch B'Zeh HaChag B'Yoter on Shavuos. We have to even be more rejoicing over this. Because this is the day that we were given this special schud, this special merit. Leketer Torah v'asimcha shir samachti asimcha ruchanit, it should be rejoicing in a spiritual way. V'odos v'halel Hashem Yisparosh natan lanu a Torah. We should feel emotionally rejoicing that Hashem has given us a Torah. V'yisorim ma'o b'libo l'izkadish v'l'takein ma'asav. And when I say the bracha v'asher b'charbanu, we should take upon ourselves that I want my actions, my Torah, my learning, my chesed, to be better, to be higher, because I am part of this Am Skula. I'm part of this holy nation, and my actions should reflect this holiness. This is the idea that we say in the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, on the Shlosh Regalim, we say, Ata bechartanu mikola amin. We say this by every Shemoneh Esrei. You have chosen us from all the nations. Ahavta otanu, you have loved us. Veratzita banu, you have desired us. Veromamtanu mikol halushonos, and you've raised us up among all the languages. Which simply means, this is how we normally understand it, Hashem has elevated us mikol halushonos from all the other languages. The 70 languages represent the 70 nations. And Hashem has raised us up among all of these nations. Notes, Rev Simcha Bonim, he says, no. That might be true, but there's a deeper understanding. Listen to this. Something to think about. Mark this down by your seat, during my friends. The Romantanu, the elevation that you've given us, because this is what it's talking about. We're talking about Hashem Bechartanu. He's chosen us. Ahavtotanu, he's loved us. Veratzita banu, he has chosen us. All of these are descriptions of our greatness. So Veramtanu, we call Halushonos, should also be an aspect of our greatness. Like the entire Pisca is about our greatness. Where do the other nations come in? So he says, the Romantanu Mikol Halushonos means that he has elevated us above any ability to be able to express in any language how special Klal Yisrael is. Just like we have no words to describe Hashem, you have no words to describe the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The Romamtanu Mikol Halushonos, he has elevated us in such a way that we can't even express in our mouths how great Klal Yisrael is, how special Klal Yisrael is. This is what we need to be thinking about on Shavuos, our specialness, our uniqueness. And obviously, my friends, once I say this, my entire davening is going to be different. Hashem chosen me. My neshama is different. My davening has to be different. My chesed has to be different. My ben adam l'chaveiro has to be different. My entire day has to be different. If our birkas haTorah are done with this mindset, gevalt! The whole day is a different day. It's a moldani l'fanecha. It's in front of Hashem. How blessed we are. Shavuot, as we began with, doesn't have a special mitzvah, because all the mitzvahs are special. But where can we hang our hat, so to speak? Where's the hook? Birkas haTorah. Because Birkas haTorah is about our relationship with Hashem. It's relationship with the God at Mount Sinai. It's relationship that Torah is not just a chokhmah, a wisdom. It's a relationship. It's a connection. And this, my friends, is really what the essence of what Yiddishkeit is about. And this is Asher B'charbanu, that He's chosen us. My neshama is holy. And you can't even have words to describe it. Shevach. And we end this bracha with Hashem is notein haTorah, again present tense. Notes for Saichik Zatzal Banit Tfila in 38. Notein haTorah v'lo natan. Why is it b'lashon haveh v'lavar? Because Hashem is notein haTorah b'chol rega. And if you're ready, and if you're able, and you're zocha, and you're worthy, you'll be able to have secrets revealed to you of the Torah right now. And the Maharal adds a notein that a person should imagine that they're standing under Har Sinai and receiving the Torah at every single moment. This is the Hitchachos. This is the renewal of Torah that we have to feel. And as the Sfasemos points out, Marche Lei from Mandelbaum brings down at 39, the Pasuk describes Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, the asterisk in 39. Hashem's voice was loud. It didn't end. The voice of Hashem, the voice of giving Torah, is constant. And And then you'll be able to always see newness in Torah, as we spoke about last week. That you'll be able to discover a new pasuk, a new insight, a new mefarsh you may have read a zillion times before. Now it's new, because it's no Tana Torah. It wasn't the same Torah as yesterday. It's a brand new Torah today. And with this, we can appreciate what Sichos Bavarat Hashem brings down in Source 44. The truth is, 43 or 44, that the Tzaddikim write that after you say Birkas HaTorah, it's true every day, after saying Birkas HaTorah, when you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand our mission statement, why we're here, what we're meant to do for the entire day, the Harevna, La'asok, Asher Bacharbanu, this is the Yisaldos, this is the foundations of Torah, it's such an Eid Ratzon, it's such a favorable time, that you can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever you want. And the sky's the limit, and the gates are open. And that is why, 44, we're noheg to say the Birkas Kohanim, Rech Hashem Vishmerecha, right after Birkas HaTorah, because that's all-inclusive of all the brachos you can imagine. So we say the Rech Hashem Vishmerecha, when we say Birkas Kohanim, what we're really doing is asking Hashem that whatever we need, Beruchnius Begashmius, physically and spiritually, please, Hashem, fulfill our needs. A person can ask every day for whatever is going on in their lives. This is an auspicious time to ask because we've tapped into the real core of our relationship with Hashem. If that is true of looking at the forest view that the Birkas HaTorah is about enabling us to connect and understand that Torah learning is not just a science, it's a relationship. We've gone through the different aspects of La'asok b'divrei Torah, v'harevna, notein Torah, asher b'chabanu, that Hashem is v'lame Torah, notein Torah. I'd like to now step back and look at Shavuos for a number of moments. Shavuos is a time of davening. Shavuos is a time to be able to really put to the fore this desire to be la'asok b'divrei Torah, to be involved in Torah, that should be va'arevna, it should be sweet, that we should always feel that we are the special ones. Help us be able to reach this pitch. And again, the Ahava Rabbah is again another amazing tefillah to really stop and ask for all the things of Ruchnius. V'tein b'libeinu la'avin, la'haskil, lishmo, lomo, l'lamik. This is what it's about, to daven for our Ruchnius, for ourselves and for our future generations, is found on Shavuos. But it's even deeper than that. We know the Lakach HaLibov in Source number 40 brings down that there's an aspect of Kiddushin. It's really an anniversary where Hashem brought us, Vaviyat Chamelai, Hashem brought us toward Him at Mamed Har Sinai, right? We have the idea of the Chatan Yotzei Mechupato, is the imagery of Hashem Kivyachul coming out to greet us, hence the Chasen goes out by the Chuppah to greet the Kala. This is Mamish, a time of a wedding. Every Shavuos is anniversary of our time with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh nitchadesh b'chol shana b'yom hazeh shel netinat haTorah. She'od hapam mikarvi b'nei Yisrael shi'u miyuchadim elav yitbarach. Every year, it's deeper and greater, our relationship with Hashem. The connection, the marriage. And that's why, kizochim l'chilos avonos, we spoke about last week as well, we get forgiven for our sins, because just like a chassan has forgiven for his sins, we don't have se'ir l'chata, we don't have the sin offering on Shavuos, because we're like a chassan, we're like a chassan and kala, we're like a bride and groom. Our sins are forgiven, we're able to start, k'dei l'tein yecholot l'tchil mechadash, to start anew. And if we understand this, so that brings us to that famous mashal we've spoken about in 41 and 42, of a king, usually on the day of his marriage, makes it a proclamation that I'm giving out gifts on the day of my marriage to anyone who wants. Masas HaMelech, like Ahasuerus did the day he married, you know, chose Esther. So imagine a poor person comes and, you know, stands in line and makes his way to the king, and the king says, my dear servant, what would you like? And the servant says, if it pleases the king, yes, I would like a stale piece of bread. I have not had my breakfast. You'd laugh at him. This is what you want. You can become a millionaire today. You can get whatever you want today. You're asking for a stale piece of bread. Shavuos is this day where the gates are open. Harchei picha v'amaleihu, open your mouth wide. This is a day to really think about, what do you want to ask for? Lahavin, Lahaskil, Lishmoa, Lilmod, Lame, Lishwa, Velaso, Tekayim, Ekolti, Rezor, Secha, able to learn and delve into Torah, to be able to have the stability of the Harevna, that Torah should be sweet. And this is why, if it's incumbent upon us to daven for ourselves, obviously all year, Shavuos is a time to specifically daven for Ruchnias, for Agashmias. Likewise, Rav Pinkus says that Musaf of Shavuos is akin to a Ratzon, a time of favor like Ne'ilah. And this is why we have to, as Rabbi Mir points out in 48, not only daven for ourselves, El Sheyizkeh L'Gadol Banim U'Bnei Banim, we should daven for our children as well. Lishpoch Nafsho B'Yamim Ha'Elo says the Peleyoetz, Sheyizkehu Banav L'Kitra Shel Torah Lumo Lamech Lishpoch V'Laso. We should daven for ourselves as well as future generations, that they should be involved in the learning of Torah. And that this is the obligation, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that the should be fluent in the mouths of the mothers and fathers. Our children should be tzaddikim. And he brings down that where we should have this focus is Avarabba, Birkas HaTorah, Val Tzion Goel, Shol Neled Larik, Shol Negal Larik, Val Neled Behala. These are the places where we need to be able to have this focus. Shavuos morning, licht by Shavuos night, when women light the candles, give vow the time to really pour out our hearts that our children should be connected to learning Torah. To connect, and again, learning Torah is not just the learning. Of course it's the learning. It's the experience of coming connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As well as to be able, in Birkas HaTorah, when we say Tzatzeinu v'tzatzeiam chabek Yisrael. And we'll end with Achat Sha'alti in 49, who a story of Rav Shmuel Svi Kovalevsky, who told a Rav who just had a baby, mamash a week before he died, and the Rav called him up to on the day of the bris to wish him a mazel tov, and really bekoshi, he said to him the following. He says, I don't know how much time you spend with your children, and I don't know how much you give of your children, that I don't know. But I do know one thing, that is that you say Birkas HaTorah every day. And I'm telling you the secret of success for your children, a skula. And he says in the arrow 49, Bechol pam shetomar, every time you say in Birkas HaTorah, v'niyah anachnu v'tzatzeinu, and we and our children, stop. Think in your head of each child in his name and the name of his mother. It's a skula for greatness, for success in children. You have 10 children, it's going to take you 20 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever it is. Stop. Shmuel ben Chana. Whoever it is, every child on their mother's name, because this is, as the Sfarim say, to be as specific as possible, to daven for each one of our children. And there are stories upon stories, and one is brought in 50, of a child who was not successful. Twins. One was very successful, one wasn't. The father started thinking and really having kavana for this child and saying this bracha, and overnight this child turned around, was able to suddenly understand and have a cheshek and desire for learning. For both sides, as mothers, as fathers, it is apparent, it is our responsibility to not only teach our children, but to daven for them. Shavuos is a time of tefillah. And Shavuos is a time of tefillah for ourselves and for our family, that we should live a life where we feel the Ram Tana Mikol HaLashonos. We feel the simcha of being chosen. We feel the simcha of Melamei Torah L'Amo Yisrael, No Teina Torah. Hashem is down personally teaching each and every member of my household. V'ni'anachnu v'tzatzainu, to stop. And to think about each child, their name, and their mother's name, their full name, right? Reuven, Shimon, Ben, whatever. Leah, to be able to, that they should have Hatzlacha in Torah. My friends, if we should be Zocha as a bracha, that we, on Shavuos, should be able to really stop and say Birkas HaTorah the way it should, and that way should create this hook, that all year we'll be able to say the Birkas HaTorah. However busy we are, Birkas HaTorah is somehow something all women manage to say. To say it with this kavan, with these kavanas in mind, And we should be zocha that us, our children, and all of Klal Yisrael should feel the sarevos, should feel the sweetness in Torah, and that we can be mekabel the Torah, receive the Torah, ba'ava, with love, or b'simcha, and with joy.